It is about to get a whole lot tougher to get a Washington driver's license. Beginning November 1st, if you're a first-time license applicant under 25, you have to complete a free one-hour work zone and emergency responder safety course.
So I was like, what the hell does that even mean? Basically, it teaches you how to zipper merge and other things, too. But it's like, okay, you know what? I'm all for that. Because sometimes when you're driving, you watch people trying to merge, and you're like, you don't understand this, do you?
And how is it so hard for people to grasp it?
I don't know.
Take the class.
Right.
Then starting in January, 18-year-olds will no longer be able to skip out on driver's ed just because they've turned 18. So there will be a new driver's ed requirement. It's going to gradually expand, and by 2030, everyone under 22 getting their first driver's license will be required to take driver's ed.
Did you do driver's ed, or did someone else teach you how to drive?
A little bit of both.
The same. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah. And it leads to our simple question. And that simple question is, who taught you how to drive? Let's start with Fred and Sal on I-5. Who taught you guys how to drive?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, man.
When I was little, my dad owned a taxi company. It was called Fred's Taxi. It was out in Oak Harbor, Washington.
Awesome.
And I went around on a whole bunch of trips with him. And one night I was like, you know what? I'm going to get inside this car. I got inside this car and I started driving. I didn't know what the brake or the gas was. I punched it. I went right into the apartment building where our neighbor was taking a poop on the toilet. And after that, my dad was like, I'm going to have to teach you how to drive.
How
old
were you?
You're grounded?
I was grounded for quite some time, yes. And it helped my neighbor poop a little bit better as well.
Oh, I bet you scared all that out of him. How old were you when this happened?
How old were you when this happened?
I was 8 years old.
Eight.
Oh, my God.
And is Sal your kid?
No, Sal is my coworker. We work for P&W Mold Control. We do insulation, and we kill mold in people's houses, and we do the insulation inside their crawl space.
Hell yeah, man.
Very cool. David in Snohomish, our simple question to you, who taught you how to drive?
So my parents didn't trust themselves to teach me how to drive. So North Penn High in Pennsylvania actually had driver's programs in the late 70s. So I went through a driver ed school,
yep,
rodeo course, and on the roads and everything. I was taught by my cross-country coach, Mr. Wolf. So, yeah, they didn't trust us. So I'm all for driving training. When I was a firefighter, I had to go through EVAC training, which is emergency driving to drive a fire engine and an ambulance. So
wait, do you get to learn how to drive really at fast speeds when you do that?
No, because you can't really exceed the speed limit of more than 10 or 15 miles an hour. You have to learn the distance and how to brake, because in an engine, you're carrying 750 gallons of water. It doesn't brake like a car.
Holy cow. Amy and Lacey, who taught you how to drive?
Hi, good morning. Happy Blue Friday.
Yeah, right back at you.
I was telling Dayton it was kind of a toss-up between my dad and my uncle way back when, growing up on the farm. All us kids learned how to drive a tractor before we could barely even walk.
Okay, that's amazing. City folks just don't get it. I love that. That's awesome.
Nope, city folk just don't get it.
That's right. Daily Mix Show.